Hey everyone, it's April 24th. Welcome to Pray Today. Are you ready to talk about the fruit of the Spirit again today? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And as you probably have guessed, today we are on kindness. Now that is a very vague word on what it means to be kind, but kindness we can kind of separate into two categories: kindness in our actions and kindness in our words. So being kind is not something that this world holds very valuable. There are a lot of kind people who are not Christians, let's just say that up front, but all Christians are to be kind. Our actions, our kind acts, whether that is opening someone's door for them with a smile, helping someone in need, or going out of our way to bring blessing to others. I love what it says in Romans 12:15. Talk about an example of kindness. It says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep." And is that not kindness right there? When others have a victory in their lives, we're not jealous or resentful. We rejoice with those who rejoice, and then we weep with those who weep. We hurt with those who are hurting. That is kindness. Kindness is so underrated, and let's be honest, there's a whole lot of Christians who are not kind. A lot of people who claim to know Jesus who are just not nice. And I don't think that we get to use, well, that's just not who I am, or that's not how I was raised, or I'm just not that kind of person. We're all called to be kind because it's a fruit of the Spirit. We are to exemplify all nine fruits of the Spirit. We don't just pick three. It's not a buffet. But Frederick Faber once said, "Kindness has converted more sinners than zeal, eloquence, or learning." Isn't that incredible? Let me read that one more time. Kindness has converted more sinners than zeal, eloquence, or learning. You see, when we're kind to others, they are drawn to us. And if they are drawn to us and we are walking in the fruit of the Spirit, then they are drawn to Christ. I think that's beautiful. Now let's talk just for a second about words of kindness. Now, many of you have heard about Proverbs 31. There's a thing called the Woman of Proverbs 31, or there's a directive in how to find a woman of godly character. And Proverbs 31, the last chapter in Proverbs, it ends with talking about what a woman of God looks like. And it says in the 26th verse, it says, "She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue." So let me ask you this: is kindness on your tongue? Do you have onion breath with your words, or do you have an after dinner mint breath with your words? The words we choose are so important. It tells us in the book of James that words have the power of life and death. That's quite a statement there, isn't it? So let's think about kindness today in our actions and in our words as we pray together. God, I want to be more kind. Lord, I want you to just show me and convict me in those areas where I'm not kind. Lord, I know that it's so easy when we're having a bad day to not show kindness first and foremost to those that we love the most. And Lord, that's silly that we treat the people we love the most the worst when we're struggling, when things aren't going well. Lord, I just pray that you would just make so available to us and so obvious to us actions that we can take to be kind. Again, Lord, not to bring us glory or attention to ourselves, but to you and you alone. And Lord, may the words that we use be seasoned with salt, as we've talked about before. And Lord, may we be kind with our actions and our words today. despite who we're talking with, despite who we're around, because we want to represent you so well. We love you, Lord. Walk with us through this day. Give us patience, kindness, joy, all of these things we're talking about, and most of all, love, because we know that love encompasses all of these things. Thank you for loving us, and that gives us hope and a reason for living. In Jesus' name, amen.